Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day.
Good morning, Rose Gray. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and there's been a lot of chatter going on in the news this week about things happening with the airlines,
it's
and I think we need to delve into that right off the bat.
I think we do. So we want to tell everybody this is going to be an action-filled, jam-packed, information-providing hour.
Okay.
So they do not want to probably run errands right now. Stay in your car or stay by your coffee pot where your radio is.
There
or
you
however
go. We
you
are
going
to update you today.
Yes. So here's the thing. This past Wednesday, the DOT, Department of Transportation, announced two what they're calling final rules with regard to airline refunds and ancillary fees. And I just wanted to hit on them a little bit. Now, keep in mind, these may not take effect until October, barring any more changes or things that could happen. We all know, or many of us know, what it's like when you have had a canceled flight.
Right.
And if you just plain choose not to fly and you bought another ticket on somebody else, the hoops you had to jump through previously to get that deserved refund in the form of the method that you used to pay, basically a credit back to your credit card,
right,
or in some cases cash, but mostly credit to your credit card, was a difficult process. And the government, the U.S. Department of Transportation, is trying to make that easier and saying to the airlines, if you cancel a flight and the passenger does not take the flight, it is your responsibility, without them even asking for it, to give them a refund within 7 days.
Which makes sense.
Which makes perfect sense. So no more vouchers, no more credits, no more running around trying to figure out which website to go to and how to do it. It should just automatically come.
That's if the airline cancels.
That's exactly right. And then, or a significant delay. Now, a significant delay is 3 hours for a domestic flight or 6 hours for an international flight. Okay, so that's one thing that's happening that we're very pumped about. The other thing is a change to how they describe ancillary fees. Now, what are ancillary fees? Baggage fees, seat charges, upgrades, any of those kinds of things. They have to make it very clear what those fees are. Right now, they do make it somewhat evident, but they're often using what we call hyperlinks. So you're on their website and you can see it says baggage fees apply. And then there's a hyperlink, a link that you click that takes you to another page that describes those fees to
right.
you. It needs to be very evident and right there on that page. So I think that's going to be a good thing. The other thing is, if you don't get an ancillary service, for example, your upgraded seat is no longer upgraded because they changed aircraft and now you don't have an opportunity for an upgraded seat because maybe that particular cabin category isn't available or they don't have that kind of a seat on that aircraft, they must refund those without you asking. If you prepaid for Wi-Fi, which many people do,
right,
so that they can work while they're flying, could be $8, could be $12. If the Wi-Fi isn't working, and it has happened to me as of late, thankfully, I had a few things downloaded, so I was able to entertain myself. It was an airline that doesn't have in-seat entertainment. They must refund that immediately without you having to ask for it. So significant things happening in the airline industry. The government realizing that consumers are being taken advantage of where this is concerned and addressing the situation.
This goes along with this whole fight against junk fees in general, not just with the airlines, but with Ticketmaster and all these other services out there that are like, oh, your ticket is going to be $5, but when you pay, it's $37.
Right.
Like, how did that happen?
Right. Just be upfront about it. Just tell us
what we're paying and why.
Exactly.
And then if it doesn't happen, give us our money back.
Exactly. And in an expeditious way. Thank you very much. So let's hope it works. We're very excited.
I can see why they're giving them till October, though, because there is some back end stuff that needs to happen and people need to be trained to be able to handle all this as it's coming through.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
makes sense.
Yep.
All right. There's a lot to announce, so don't go anywhere. It is the Fox World Travel Show. You can also call or text us at 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 916. We're going to see a high of 78, but it's windy, dangerously windy.
It is dangerously windy.
What does that mean? Was your car getting blown around?
My car was getting blown around, but as I crossed Wisconsin Avenue to enter, I literally didn't have to walk because the wind just pushed me right across. There is so much garbage or litter flying all over Wisconsin Avenue. I can't even tell you. So that must be like a big wind tunnel.
Yeah, probably is the way those buildings are built.
Exactly.
Okay, so I went to foxworldtravel.com and there is all kinds of new stuff up there all of a sudden.
There is new stuff. And I would love to give a whole entire hour to each and every one of these, but I can't do that. So I'm going to do them in the order that I think you are going to be most blown away by them. First of all, I am excited to announce that we are going to be offering Turkey, Istanbul, and the Outer Circle, April 25th through May 6th.
Okay.
We have been wanting to do this for a very, very long time. This is just an outstanding trip. The daily itinerary is listed on our website. So how do you find all this information? Foxworldtravel.com. Go to the left of the Fox World Travel logo in the left-hand corner where it says menu and get to vacation travel and then get to group travel and then get to Fox Group Vacations. And that is where this will be all laid out for you. But this is going to be an unbelievably fantastic trip. 10 nights, 3 nights in Istanbul, and then we do bop around a little bit to a few other cities, and we do go to, I'm going to say Cappadocia. Some people will say Cappadocia. If somebody wants to correct me and speaks Turkish, I would love it. And it's just going to be a phenomenal trip. I'm very, very excited to be able to announce this. This is with our good friends at Insight Vacations. And Insight Vacations tells you that they have absolutely got down to a science, the art of traveling in style. Remember, their motor coaches are only 40 passengers. And so we call that a small group because it's not a 52 passenger motor coach.
Okay.
How do they accomplish that? They take a 52 or 56 passenger motor coach and they reconfigure it to have what they call business class seating. Not only can you recline much, much more on these coaches, but you also have the wherewithal to pull your seat out into the aisle a little bit so you can widen it out a little bit as well. Now, of course, when we get to our destination, we want you to push those back in. But it's a very easy process. Even I can do it. And so this is Istanbul and Turkey and the Outer Circle, April 25th of 2025 to May 6th. And you will find that on the website.
And again, great photos to kind of paint the picture for you of what you're going to see while you're there. The map of where you're going to be going, everything. The new website is pretty cool. I really love it.
And they're going to do Ephesus and they're going to do Kusadasi and they're going to do just a lot of things that I think are going to be mind-blowing and memory-filled.
Okay, so we have Turkey, Istanbul, and the Outer Circle.
Yes.
And there's a lot more. What else is up there?
So I would also like to point out that because our Tuscany trip, meaning the Steve Scafidi trip, and then the second one that I did because Scafidi sold out so fast, we are offering it again.
Okay.
It's Tuscany Vineyards and Cuisine. It is May 1st through May 11th. I cannot say enough about this trip. I love it. We are staying in Montecatini, so that is in Tuscany. And this was a very appealing trip to many, many travelers because we stay in Montecatini for 7 nights and go out to places like Lucca and Pisa and Vinci and the Greve, San Giacomo. And then we take 2 days and go to Florence where we get to see the David and Accademia and all of the things that you would expect to see in Florence. And so we knew we had to do this one again because we filled 2 of them up so quickly for 2023 that we needed to offer it again for 25.
One of the great things about these trips is a tour manager from Fox World Travel is on the group and a professional Globus tour director and driver, a local driver. So you don't have to worry about anything when you go on these trips because somebody's there to take care of you if something's not right.
Absolutely. And so sometimes people even will say to me, by the way, what do you actually do on the trip? Because when we meet a minimum a number of passengers, which we often do. We rarely, more often than not. They'll say, but you, now we're met by this fabulous Globus person or this fabulous Insight person. And I always have to explain to them, but we got you here and not everybody takes the group air. I understand that. But we're also kind of behind the scenes in that on almost every trip, we have to deal with something. Somebody has to pay a visit to a hospital. Somebody has to get home for an emergency. And we don't want the rest of the group having to be involved in that, nor do you. That's a personal, private thing, and you probably right. would like to have somebody just whisk you away and have that dealt with. And that is exactly what we do behind the scenes. So that is happening. Tuscany, Vineyards, and Cuisine.
All right. More to announce. Stick around. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We announced Turkey and we announced Tuscany. I wonder what we're going to be talking about next.
Thanks, thank
you,
Isaac.
Thank you, Isaac, for that. A little King Tut for you.
As many listeners know, we are doing two sold out trips to Egypt in 24.
Yes. My mom's going on one.
Yes.
Of them.
As a matter of fact, she is. And so we know that that is a very popular, very in-demand destination. We are so hopeful that that new museum is going to be open. I hesitate to say I guarantee it's going to be open, but we now know that there is a big demand for Egypt with a Nile River cruise, and so that is what we are doing in 25.
All right.
October 14th to October 26th, 13 days, Splendor of Egypt with the Nile. And you got to scroll a little bit to find this one because it's under the exotics, probably. Let me see. Not probably. Yep. Exotics. So you look under that one and you'll find it. And here, again, we knew what everybody was asking for and we just duplicated what we're doing in 24. So we're very confident this is the itinerary that was in demand, and so we're going to do it again. We are offering it again with Insight Vacations, and so every land portion of the trip is going to be again on those very, very comfortable motor coaches. And then on your river cruise, we are going to be using a high-end river company. So everything you want. It's Cairo, it's Aswan, it's the pyramids, a camel ride for sure. And a lovely, lovely cruise on the Nile. We will be doing the feluccas. We will be doing high tea at the very, very famous afternoon tea at the very, very, very well-known Agatha Christie Hotel, where Death on the Nile was, she wrote that. So lots of fun things on this one. I won't go into too much detail because you can find all of that online. Again, 40 passengers. That's what we can take. And we limited out on both of them for 24, so we know this one is going to limit out as well. So,
what is that, a direct flight?
We can fly Chicago to Cairo usually.
Really?
Now, sometimes we have to do, very likely, I would say it could be something like Lufthansa with a connection in Frankfurt or British Air with a connection in Heathrow, typically. So.
So there may be a connection flight in there, but sometimes
likely.
You can. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we've got Turkey, Tuscany, Egypt. What else? We're just announcing everything today.
We are just announcing everything. So those were the three that I just knew were going to be big sellers and probably are going to sell out. But I know this one, we sold it a couple of years ago and we sold it out. And so we kind of put it on the back burner for a little bit. And we did so because we wanted to have the perfect tour manager from Fox World Travel to accompany you when you do Fascinating Poland, which is September 10th through September 20th of 2025. This outstanding trip is going to be tour managed by the one and only Diane Chachat, the manager of our Brookfield office, who is 100% Polish and is fluent in Polish. Now, she will not be your tour manager. We're not implying that. She's going to be the person that's going to be with you throughout. But how great to have somebody like Di, who is a fluent speaker and an absolute expert in all things Poland. And once again, this is with our good friends at Insight Vacations. And so this is going to be 40 passengers. So if you are even thinking about it, I would make work of getting some more information and getting my name on that list.
How would I do that, by the way?
So you can do it a couple of ways. When you go to our website, you will see Let's Connect. It's a little gold bar. How perfect, a gold bar. Down in the right-hand corner of the page, and that's one way to do it. Another way, stay connected, and it will say newsroom and travel events and Fox World Travel Show. That's where you can find the podcast. Yeah. If you want to look back, and then there is a contact us button. And when you hit the contact us button, you give us as much information. I heard Rose on Saturday talking about Poland. I found it on the website. I need a little bit more information. I want to be traveling as a solo person. I have a triple. What can I do about that? All those questions that you might have. So that is how you contact us.
And you can get pricing for both air-inclusive complete package, or if you just want to do the tour-only package because you're coming from a different place and you want to do it yourself. So there's options there that can be tweaked.
There are, because we do know that some people like the motor coach down to Chicago, the Fox World Travel tour manager with you throughout the entire process. And then we know there are some passengers that say, I have points on a particular airline. I want to upgrade to business or first class. I want to go in a few days early. I want to stay a few days longer. I want to extend my trip into another country besides Poland. Whatever it might be, you can always buy it without the air. You might have relatives that want to join you and they don't want to fly from Chicago, or any number of things. All those scenarios and more have prompted us to give you both options, with air included and without air.
Do we have more trips to announce?
We have more trips to announce, but we should probably let Jack talk.
Yeah, let's go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and talk to Jack Rao. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Glad I know that Rose is advocating for me to talk this morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, including Fox World Travel. com. You can get it there. We talked Tuscany. We talked Egypt. We talked Poland. So we must have announced everything at this point.
Well, we have two river cruises.
There's more?
There's two river cruises that are new on the website. Danube Dreams River Cruise with Prague. And this is June 2nd through June 12th. And I bring it to your attention not only because I love, love, love river cruising, but because it includes Prague. As I have said on the show many, many times, the first time I went to Budapest, 13, 15, however many years ago, I thought there was nothing that could ever possibly be better in my mind than a European city like Budapest until I went to Prague.
Prague is beautiful. These pictures on the website are amazing.
They are. And what I love, love, love about this trip is you start out in Prague. There's always something to me about having that day, those days before you actually get on the ship, that you've acclimated to the area, you're going to be taken to the ship in a way that will get you on in probably a little bit later in the day, so that you don't have to do what many times we do have to do, which is not horrible, but you know, not great, is you have to drop your bags and find something to do because the cabins aren't ready, because they're turning that ship around. And lots of adventuresome people will just go off and walk around. And if you're in Amsterdam, there's certainly places to walk. But sometimes you're docked someplace that it's not real convenient to be walking around. So this just, again, makes it even more perfect by starting out in Prague. And then it's Regensburg, it's Passau, Germany. And many of you know how absolutely smitten I am with Passau. Linz, Austria, the Wachau Valley. You go to Milk, Vienna, which who cannot love Vienna? And I always tell everybody on every chance you get when they offer that evening at the symphony, go. You're in the city of music. Why would you not go? Bratislava, which is Slovakia, which is just a little bonus. And then you're in Budapest. And again, if you have the wherewithal and you'd like to extend in Budapest, I recommend.
That's something Fox World Travel can help coordinate.
Precisely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so that's another trip.
And so then we would certainly be doing a disservice to the Danube if we also didn't do something for our friends on the Rhine. And this is Amsterdam and the Romantic Rhine. This is September 25th through October 4th. And this too is starting out in Amsterdam, giving you a couple of days in Amsterdam before we embark. And then Cologne, Germany, the Rhine Gorge and Rüdesheim, Mainz, and Heidelberg. And then my idea of what is a bonus on this particular trip is Strasbourg, which is right on the border of France and Germany. So you're technically in France, okay, which is very cool. And the Black Forest. And then you end up in Basel, Switzerland, and we fly home from Zurich. So absolutely outstanding. We know what you love. We know what you've asked for. We know what was popular. We know some of you didn't get to do them because of the pandemic, and you've put a lot of your travel on hold. And so we're offering those two very, very popular river cruise trips again.
So lots to check out new at foxworldtravel.com. You go to the menu, get a little drop down to vacation travel, and hit group travel. And you'll find Fox Group Vacations there, and you can check all of that out.
Exactly.
So we've announced what's new. Is there more to come?
There's a little bit more to come. I just want to get to this text really quick because I mentioned it, but I want to say it again. It says, on our Egypt tour, will we be stopping at the Grand Egyptian Museum in Cairo? And that is what a lot of people call the GEM, Grand Egyptian Museum. Oh. And that has been supposed to be opening for years and years and years. It was supposed to be opening when I went there in 18 and 19. And here we are in 24. And they're saying it's going to be opening. So I absolutely hope that we make sure that that is happening. That is where you see the King Tut exhibit.
Right.
And that is still in the old museum, as I understand it. That's going to be the last exhibit that's going to be moved over there. But quite honestly, it was a little sad for those of us who went and had to go to the old museum and then again went to the old museum a second time, because you can tell they're taking artifacts and things out and they're moving them and sure, getting them ready to move over there. So I cannot imagine it would be any longer. I can only say what I read in the travel publications, and that is that it's happening. Okay. So
WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620. Now that we made the announcement of all the new trips, we're going to get to some of your texts and calls when we come back. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton and Rose here taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Going to be a windy day, but partly cloudy, a high of 78. We're already up at 71, and it says high pollen count. Very high pollen count today, so
take your Zyrtec or your Clarion or whatever you take.
And your Nasacort. Get ready. All right. Let's go through some texts here at 855-616-1620. My husband and I are taking a river cruise to visit the Christmas markets in Germany and Austria. Do you know if most vendors there take credit card or do they mainly want currency?
Okay, so many of these vendors will take major credit cards, and major credit cards in the land of Europe is Visa or MasterCard. American Express, maybe. Discover, probably not. And I would be prepared with some euros, because just like, think of it as a farmer's market, or think of it as a craft show that you would go to in the United States. Many, many, many of those vendors now have what they call the square, which is the little credit card thing that goes on their phone and will take your credit card. And some of them have absolutely upgraded to even a better option. Have you seen lately when you go to many restaurants, they come right to your table with the little machine, yeah, and they just...
They do that at the stadiums now.
Yeah.
You don't have cash. They just hand the machine down and you put your card in and
You are right here at the Third Street Market.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had to buy my grandson a donut the other day and I couldn't even pay cash for it. It's all cashless. So quite frankly, yes, but many and most of the vendors at Christmas markets will take major credit cards.
Okay. It's just the way of the world now,
yes,
I think,
it is.
Right? My friend and I are going to Egypt with Colleen in October. Are we responsible for getting ourselves down and back from O'Hare?
No. If you took the air that was included, we will give you a motor coach option. It's likely going to have a pickup in the Fox Valley area and the Milwaukee area. As we get closer, we send out an email, which is attached typically to your final payment reminder, that says who would like to take the motor coach. And then they arrange that.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Right. Question for Rose. Looking for a land cruise going to Venice area for a few days, then to Croatia for a few days, to Greece for a few days. Does Fox have group tours like this, or can you put them together?
Yes, we could put them together. So I'm a bit confused by the land cruise going to Venice. So does that mean like they want to take, they want to get to Venice by land and then start sailing? Because there is... There is a cruise line that does Italy, but it's just one, because remember there was some years back a big cruise ship piled right into the piers in Venice.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so there's a lot of problems with that. But yes, absolutely. If you have a very unique itinerary, and I would say Greece and Croatia and Venice, if you look at a map and see, that's a pretty unique itinerary. We would do what we call an FIT, a foreign independent travel package for these people.
Okay.
Yes.
855-616-1620 is a WTMJ talk and text line. Just came home from the Rhine getaway. First time in Europe, 2 days in advance in Amsterdam. Went from Basel to Lucerne for 3 days. Absolutely fantastic trip from start to finish. So always good to hear the good travel stories that are going on out there. Let's see. Let's go to... Hi, Rose, Luann, and Jerry from New Zealand, Australia 2023 trip. We for the first to sign up for the Egypt 2025.
Well, you should get an award for that.
So all these trips we talked about this morning are available to book now.
Yes.
So, okay. They said they reached out on Tuesday and booked it. So that's nice. People are already booking these trips. They're going to go fast, aren't they? All your trips usually do. So they're looking forward to who the host will be, because none of these have been announced yet, have they?
Correct. And so I don't even know that.
Okay.
If I had that information, I would give you that information. And as soon as I have it, I will share it. Because I know people are, have their little fan clubs, and people want to travel with Charity or Kate or Colleen or what have you. So as soon as I know who it's going to be, I will make that announcement for sure.
Okay. So before we go into this final break here, what do you guys all do? You mentioned the FIT. That's something that's not all group travel.
Correct. Today we are focusing on group travel, right. But by all means, we do vacation travel, we do business travel, we do group travel, we do destination weddings, and we do meetings and incentives. And so all of that can be found on our website. If you just go to foxworldtravel.com, you will see the Fox logo in the left upper corner of your page, and there you will see menu. And when you look at menu, you can hear more about us, hear about our history. We've been around since 1960.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. You've got a business travel need. You're not happy with the people who are managing your business travel, or you've grown so quickly that you've got a purchasing person or an administrative person who's trying to do their real job as well as do all the travel, and it's become impossible.
Yeah.
We can assist with that. Meetings and incentives, vacation travel. We talk about our corporate social responsibility. We talk about what it's like to be responsible for our environment and things we do there, and then what we've done for our communities. And then we talk about our future together, which gives you some opportunities to look at careers. And I'm telling you, We have just got done hiring again for a big group of people who are going to be new to industry, we call them, who are coming into both the business travel side of things. They typically work remotely, and the vacation side of things. This particular class is going to be assigned to various offices, as we do have branch offices that need people to fill them up. So that's what we've got going on. It's always an exciting day at Fox World Travel. Let me tell you, it's never boring, because something's always going on. And so that's how you find out about it.
All right, foxworldtravel.com. One segment left. Get your calls in, 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray
on Bestest WTMJ. Show on the radio.
I think it is.
It goes so fast. All right, so this was the big day where we announced a bunch of new trips, so let's do the final recap here.
Okay, so the first big announcement was Turkey, and that included Istanbul and the Outer Circle, and we're very, very excited about that one. Then we went on to Tuscany, which is the same trip that we did in 2023, and sold out two of them immediately, so we're going to do that again. You're going to stay in Monte Catini and go out and day trip. And then you're going to go to Florence for two nights.
Beautiful.
Then we are going to also talk a little bit about this amazing, fascinating Poland. And what we're so excited about on that one is that Die Chachat, who is Diane Szczecin, the manager of the Brookfield office, who speaks fluent Polish and is 100% Polish, is going to be the tour manager on that particular trip.
And by the way, a fabulous person.
She is just the
nicest person you'll ever meet.
If I was going to Poland, I'm going on this trip. And then we're going to be doing Splendors of Egypt and the Nile again, because everybody is hankering to go there and see that gem, that museum. And then we also announced two river cruises. One is Danube Dreams, which is June 2nd through the 12th, which includes Prague, and then Amsterdam and the Romantic Rhine, which is September 25th through October 4th, because again, if you do the Danube, you got to do the Rhine. So one just is the segue to the next. So we love them both, and we're doing one in June and one in September. So those are the six we announced. Now, I want to tell everybody, by Monday, when you go on that website, you may see Paris to Rome. You might see a trip called French Rendezvous. By afternoon of Monday, you may be seeing Eastern Europe and the treasures of the Adriatic. And Best of Italy, which we always offer, should be up by Monday. And then another one, Colors of Peru. Be looking for that. Wow. Because by Monday afternoon, that'll be up there. And I'll be talking about that one next week.
We don't talk about Peru a lot on the show. So that'll be interesting.
Very interesting. And then I'm going to get my good friend Colleen to join us on the show next week and talk about her trip to Japan.
Which looked phenomenal.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, so if I've never done a trip with Fox World Travel before and one of these trips sparked my interest, talk me through the process. What do I do?
So if you really would like to talk to a human being, you can do 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
Get the ball rolling that way. We have offices in Oshkosh and De Pere and Sheboygan and Fond du Lac and Milwaukee. So there's an office close to you, possibly. If not, go to the website, foxworldtravel.com. Find the menu that's to the left of the Fox World Travel logo and go to Vacation Travel, where you'll find Group Travel. And under Group Travel is Fox Group Vacations. And that is where all the information is found. And I will tell you, once you click on those, they give you a day-by-day itinerary. And on that itinerary, there are little plus signs by each day that open up and tell you more about what happens on that day.
So I sign up for one of these trips. Is it 50% down? Do I pay the whole thing at once? How does that work?
It's typically a small deposit compared to the cost of the trip, but the advisor will talk to you about things like, would you like us to include the air? Would you like us to talk to you about travel insurance? Would you like us to talk to you about extending the trip? Are you going to come in a few days early? What can we do to help you make this a reality?
And you guys are not commission-based, so they're not doing that to try to up the ante and make more money. They're doing that to help you and customize what you want.
Absolutely, because when you make an investment of this kind on a vacation, we are going to talk to you about travel insurance. It's a must. If you decide you don't want to take it, there is a waiver you have to sign, because we need to cover ourselves and make sure that we let everyone know we talk to you about this insurance, because it's not only for the health insurance, which typically people don't understand. They're not covered by their health care providers here in the United States, but also because there are cancellation policies. And so once we get your final payment is made and we get closer to departure, and people now know there's no such thing as I'm going no matter what. There are certainly circumstances in all of our lives that would prevent us from going on a trip like this. So let's just be sensible about it. And again, those are conversations that you have with the travel advisor, who will ask you those questions and help you choose a cabin if you're on a river cruise, or talk to you about the differences between the cabins and why you would choose a particular cabin and all those things. So again, a travel advisor can help you. One of the texts we got today was somebody who got an offer from their cruise line for an upgrade, and they said, you know, would you do this? Is it worth it? Those are the kind of conversations you would have, because our travel advisor would have gotten that notification and would have reached out to you and said, hey, the cruise line is saying that for a fee, they will be willing to upgrade you. It's not as much as it originally was. Should we talk about it?
Right. So, and tell you why it would or wouldn't make sense.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So lots of other things are happening. Many of the nonstop charters are going to be coming out soon for 2025. So that means, you know, from Milwaukee, we're going to probably have the Dominican Republic and certainly Cancun and possibly Jamaica, Ixtapa, lots of other places. And so you want to be listening every Saturday for that, because we'll certainly make that announcement whenever we have the opportunity to do that.
All right. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Danny Clayton and Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.